Magnolia State voters shattered turnout records during the 2020 election last November. In-person voting rose over 2016, and more Mississippians voted absentee than ever before. Still, despite markedly higher participation, only 60% of eligible voters cast a ballot last fall, ranking Mississippi 46th out of 50. During the Your Vote, Your Voice series, we've examined a number of voting-related issues from absentee ballots to disenfranchisement. In our fifth installment, we discuss who can and does vote in Mississippi with Dr. Marvin King, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Mississippi.
The 26th Amendment, 1971, said anyone 18 and over can vote. You've got to be a citizen. And really, that's it. The only complication is if you have a pre-existing felony. And in Mississippi, there's a list of 22 different felonies that disqualify you from the vote.
Even if you've served your time in prison?
Yes. In 37 states, once you have served a predefined parole or probation, then you can get your right to vote. But Mississippi is not one of those states. So you have to go to the governor or have the state legislature essentially write a bill just for you.
Which isn't likely to happen.
Very unlikely.
Mississippi is 45th out of 50 states in terms of those who turn out to vote. Why?
Well, you know, to be honest, it's a legacy. Political scientists will tell you that whenever there are obstacles to vote, you know, each additional step is probably going to reduce turnout. And naturally, throughout Mississippi's history, we've just had more of those obstacles. So there's this long legacy of it. You know, one example might be early voting. Many other states have early voting. We do not. And so as a result, it's harder to get more opportunities to vote, you know, during any given election season. And so as a result, you have some people who work 9-to-5 jobs on Tuesday. They don't get time off to work. And if they have to choose between their wages and voting, many are going to choose their wages. And so voting is going to be lower. And many other states offer voting by mail, you know, well before the pandemic. And so there's just more opportunities to access the ballot, which we don't have here in Mississippi.
The black vote in Mississippi is much lower than the white vote. Is that because of the past, an ugly past of those who voted many years ago?
Well, interestingly, in some elections, the Mississippi black turnout is as high as white votes. But you're right. In general, I think that's a good assumption that, you know, often it's not the case. And partly it's because some of the registration numbers may not be there. And this gets back to some of those earlier legacies that we talked about. You know, this is where that access matters. You know, how many voting locations are in each county? Where are they located? When you've got the presence of long lines that can dissuade people from voting. And so you have to look at everything in the totality, and that's going to make the difference.
Do non-voters fall into particular categories? Age, race, where they live, political persuasion, apathy?
So with non-voters, your less frequent voters, typically they tend to be younger. And this is where education really makes a difference. The more education someone has, they're far more likely to vote, and the older they are. And so as a result, the electorate skews towards older people and to people with more education. And that's across the country. But in Mississippi, we have a lot of folks with less education. And so that's one of the reasons why we tend to rank very low on the total number of voters who come out to vote.
Do we also have less people interested in registering our citizens to vote compared to other states?
Well, you know, I would say that's part of the whole process, your whole voting apparatus. You know, the ability to, you know, for voter groups to go out and register to vote. So what happens is the laws constantly change. And so whenever there's uncertainty about, you know, the process of voting and, you know, the registration dates or any of the qualifications or what you need to vote, anytime you introduce uncertainty, that's going to reduce turnout. And that's also going to reduce the ability of some of these nonprofit groups to get involved, because in some states now they're facing, you know, pending criminal allegations if they break the law. And so you have some groups that, like, they don't want to take the risk of doing anything wrong because then they might, you know, face legal consequences.
I want to talk about absentee voting. You mentioned not having early voting in the state. During this last general election, the presidential election, Mississippi saw one out of six people voting absentee, which is a much larger number than we've seen in the past. Has absentee voting taken over early voting in some regards?
Well, you know, in this case, because of the pandemic, it certainly did. But, you know, I think from the pandemic, there's lots of lessons we can learn. That I think the lesson there is that Mississippians are really starved for additional ways to vote beyond election day. And so that, to me, was really the lesson there.
And there are a lot of hoops to jump through when you want to vote absentee in Mississippi.
Correct. In many other states, they have what's known as no excuse absentee voting. You just request the ballot and they send you. But here you've got to provide an excuse as to why you need one. And, you know, some people say, well, it's not the government's business as to just send me my ballot. But here in Mississippi, you know, you've got to do more to get that ballot. So again, anytime you have to do more, it's going to reduce the number of people who bother to do it.
Which involves notarizing your ballot as well.
Yes, or doing it at the actual courthouse so that it's witnessed.
Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily absentee when you go to the courthouse
right.
to vote.
That's right.
What does Mississippi have to learn compared to what other states are doing and did during this last presidential election, which was such a chaotic time in our history?
Well, I think the lesson is you have to invest in your voting infrastructure all the time, right? You have to invest in voter education so that people understand the process and know where to go to vote, especially if polling locations have closed or relocated. And you know, we want to make our ballots secure. You want to make everything secure, right? But it requires investment, and democracy is central to the American experience. And really, the amount we spend on it is really low compared to how important the process is.
Dr. Marvin King is an associate professor of political science at the University of Mississippi. I thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.